Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Riding with the Queen. I am your host, Rami Mays, and I am here with a special guest today. My daughter, Ashley, has joined us in the studio. I don't know if I'm going to get her on the microphone, but we'll see if she has anything to say as the show goes on. She's very, very busy eating Pringles, and I don't think she likes to be interrupted. If you hear crunching in the background, it is just Ashley very seriously eating Pringles. All right, today's hour is going to feature one of the most influential bands to the evolution of R&B and soul music and one of the most successful groups in music history. I am talking about Them Temptations. On February 1st, we lost Dennis Edwards, and though he wasn't one of the very original members of The Temptations, he replaced David Ruffin in 1968, who had previously replaced Elbridge Bryant in 1964. This triggered a great idea for this week's show, and I also had a friend sort of suggest it, so thanks, Daryl. I remember hearing The Temptations growing up, and it was probably my first real taste of Motown, and I've truly been a fan ever since. I actually remember being a child and at the old Holiday Inn. I think it's, I don't know what it's called now, but it was called the International Inn, and it was by the airport. And my mom used to take my sister and I and a bunch of kids, and we'd all rent out a floor, and all the kids would be running around, and all the parents would want to get rid of us. But in the evenings, they'd allow us to come into the lounge there, and we'd see the Ink Spots play. So I guess it goes as far back as that for me. But as we do, let's start from the beginning and dig into this week's hour of The Temptations. It was Eddie Kendricks and Paul Williams who started singing together in church as children. And by the time they were teenagers, they formed a doo-wop group called The Cavaliers. Shortly after, they moved to Detroit and they became a band called The Primes. They did well on the scene and under the direction of Milton Jenkins created a sister group called The Primettes, The Prime and The Primettes, who later changed their name to what we know as The Supremes. It was the late 50s, and at that time, a young Otis Williams moved to Detroit and started a band called Otis Williams and the Siberians, later to be called The Distance. Now, The Distance and The Primes became very friendly rivals on the Detroit scene with similar sounds, vying for the same gigs, often competing even in the same talent shows. And in 1960, I guess at one point, someone just thought, why are we trying to get the same gigs? Why don't we just get the same gigs? By amalgamating the two bands together, and with a little bit of a lineup change, they formed a band called The Elgins, which was the original name for the soon-to-be Temptations. So let's catch up on these stories by playing some of the tunes that reflect these beginnings. I'll spin a classic Temptation song that was a big hit for them in 1964, and then The Supremes from the same year. And then following that, we'll hear The Distance, which was pre-Temptations, about 4 years before that, with a song called Come On, which became a local hit at the time. Here on 101.5 UMFM.
I've got so much honey. To a club of gamers with an amazing logo just screaming to be put onto t-shirts or hoodies? Are you a member of an intramural floor hockey team looking to intimidate the competition with your matching uniforms? No matter what your group's requirements for custom garments, from t-shirts to hoodies to sweatpants to jackets, local custom printing shop, printedshirts.ca, has got you covered. For over 20 years, the friendly staff at this homegrown Winnipeg company has been helping groups just like yours, big and small, on the U of M campus, with printed or embroidered garments, as well as an incredible variety of promotional products. Visit their website at printedshirts.ca or pop into their showroom at 464 Hargrave Street in the Exchange District to see what printed shirts can do for you.
All right, here we go. Welcome back to Riding with the Queen. We are talking about the Temptations. And while we're still under the name The Elgins, the lineup consisted of Otis Williams, Melvin Franklin, Albert Bryant, Eddie Kendricks, and Paul Williams. And then the band was trying to audition at that time for Motown in 1961. And luckily, already impressed with some of the members after hearing session work, Berry Gordy agreed to sign the group to Motown imprint, the one that was he was running, called Miracle. However, before signing, Gordy discovered that there was another group using the name The Elgins. So the group began tossing about ideas for a new name, and The Temptations became the group's new moniker. The now Temptations band recorded their first two singles, Oh Mother of Mine and Check Yourself. Paul Williams was on lead and they were released on Miracle just before Gordy closed the label down and reassigned the band to his next imprint called Gordy Records. On the Gordy imprint, Eddie Kendricks sang lead on the Temptations' first charted single, Dream Come True, or You're My Dream Come True, which peaked at number 22 on the R&B charts in 1962. Later that year, the Temptations began touring as a part of the Motortown Revue, and you'd think that this would have sort of set them off onto a path of success, but they really weren't having too much success for those few years. They kept trucking on, trying to find their groove. Bad luck for them was the hit song Do You Love Me, originally to be recorded by the Temptations, ended up going to the Contours when the label couldn't get a hold of the Temptations, and that song really did become a clear hit, and we'll listen to that coming up soon here. In 1963, the Temptations began working with Smokey Robinson as producer and writer. Robinson's first work with the group was the Paul Williams-led I Want a Love I Can See. While the song failed to chart, it did eventually become a popular live performance spot for the group, and particularly for Paul Williams in general. Unfortunately, though, you can kind of get a bit of a tag after a while, and people start referring to you as what they believe you to be, and some called the group the Hitless Temptations due to their lack of hits. During this time, David Ruffin began following the group around as he aspired to join them. And during a local Detroit performance, Ruffin actually joined the group on stage and impressed the group with his vocal talent and his dancing skills. And if you don't remember, the Temptations not only were known for their vocals and their harmonies, but they had some slick dance moves. They were able to boogie down pretty good. So following that same time, Al Bryan had grown frustrated with the group's lack of success and became restless and uncooperative. So Bryan was fired, and as a result, David Ruffin was brought in to replace him in 1964. So this was a turning point for the band and began what is referred to as sort of the Classic Five era, consisting of Otis Williams, Melvin Franklin, Paul Williams, Eddie Kendricks, and Dave Ruffin. So let's sum up these struggling years pre-success with some tunes that reflect that time. Let's hear one of their first singles, Oh Mother of Mine, Eddie Kendricks' lead vocal on Dream Come True, and the Contour song that would have probably helped them out a lot, Do You Love Me? And then we'll finish the set here with a collaboration with Smokey Robinson called I Want a Love I Can See. And that'll be here on Riding with the Queen.
Oh, Mother. Oh, Mother. Please. couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
It's that time of the year again. Well, in reality, isn't it always that time? Looking for a listening ear, campus connectors, or effective communicators, Peers is the place for you. Come by during any of our office hours, which can be found on our Facebook account, Peers Students Helping Students, or located on our door at 150 University Center. We're here for you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, today's show is all about the Temptations and their musical journey to being one of the most successful groups in music history. We are now, I think we're in the year, we're at about 1964. And this is the time where Smokey Robinson really came in to play. Him and Bobby Rogers of the Miracles co-wrote a hit that Eddie Hendrix would lead on vocals called The Way You Do the Things You Do. And this would become, finally, their first top 20 hit. Their first album, called Meet the Temptations, was released in 1964. And the next two singles, Girl, Why You Wanna Make Me Blue, and along with I'll Be in Trouble, and its B-side, The Girls Are Right With Me. They all featured Kendrick's on lead. However, producer Robinson saw potential in the mellow yet gruff voice of David Ruffin and thought that if he could just write the perfect song for his lead, then the group would have a top 10 hit. So while traveling as a part of Motown's Motortown Review later that year, Robinson and fellow Miracle member Ronnie White wrote My Girl, which the Temptations recorded with Ruffin singing his first lead vocal for the group. Released as a single, the song became Temptations' first number one pop hit in 1965. We did open the show with that, My Girl. I mean, if you've never heard My Girl, you aren't alive. And if you've never heard of the Temptations and My Girl put together, I mean, that's their signature song. So Ruffin continued to take over leads for Hendrix, and more hits came in. They recorded more albums over the next while, and in 1965 they recorded Sing Smokey, the Temptations Sing Smokey, and in 66 they did the Temptations, in 67 Getting Ready. And 68, I think they did the Temptations. Well, they did Wish It Would Rain. I think in 67 they also did With a Lot of Soul, Temptations with a Lot of Soul. And that's just to name a few. A large hand on these albums was a very important man for them called Norman Whitfield, who is still largely considered one of the creators of the Motown sound and as an instrumental figure in the development of the late 1960s subgenre of sort of took Motown into, it's called psychedelic soul. And subsequently, Barrett Strong, who sang the very first hit at Motown in 1959, called Money, That's What I Want. He began working with Whitfield and Penzabene on Temptations material. And two of the Whitfield-Strong-Penzabene collaborations, I Wish It Would Rain and I Could Never Love Another After Loving You, became hits in early 1968. At that point, Barrett Strong became the sole collaborator of Norman Whitfield, and that was a very, very important time for Motown and the switch over to psychedelic soul. So from early 1964 to mid-1968, the Temptations went sincerely from unknown hopefuls to international stars, and as a result, appeared frequently on television shows such as American Bandstand, The Ed Sullivan Show, and The Hollywood Palace. At the same time, the group began to achieve a crossover success, catering to middle America with the pop standards album The Temptations in a Mellow Mood, which they recorded in 67. And the success of that album, which resulted in performances at the famous Copacabana in New York City, along with dates at other similar supper clubs. So, let's play tunes and arc the music here with their growing success. Let's spin a Smokey Robinson and the Miracles tune to honor the importance of their role in the Temptations' success. And following that, we'll hear The Way You Do the Things You Do, Barrett Strong's first Motown hit, Money, as well as Wish It Would Rain by the Temptations here on UMFM 101.5. The girl.
seeming like I'm having fun. Although she may be cute, she's just a substitute.
You can give them to the birds and bees.
Legendary Twin Cities rap act Atmosphere returned to Winnipeg on March 11th to play the Garrick Center alongside Evidence as part of the Welcome to Canada tour. The duo of Ant and Slug are no strangers to Peg City, having turned the party out plenty over their 20-year career, and this show finds the pair with one more album, Fishing Blues, in their hefty discography. Atmosphere have stories to tell, and your ticket to hear it is only $28.50 plus fees and can be purchased online at LiveNation.com or by phone at 1-855-732-1682. So don't miss out on Minneapolis rap royalty Atmosphere, with special guest Evidence on Sunday, March 11th at the Garrick Center, presented by Live Nation and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM. I'm a set the stage
for the challenge. I'm a meditate just for... No ifs, ands, or buts. You need to see Ott. The Montreal post-punk band comes to Winnipeg on Thursday, March 29th to play the Goodwill Social Club in support of their latest release, Room Inside the World. Already drawing worldwide acclaim for lead single These Three Things, the record follows up on the success of 2015's Sun Coming Down. Advance tickets are on sale now at Music Trader, the Goodwill, and online at Ticketfly.com, so get yours now and don't miss out on Ott with special guest Flasher from Washington, D.C. on Thursday, March 29th at the Goodwill Social Club. Proudly presented by 101.5 UMFM.
All right, so by 1967, the Temptations were doing well, and it seemed as though David Ruffin started letting it go to his head. I heard some stories, I mean, I actually just sort of going to go off paper a little bit here, but I'd heard some stories like he would be, he wanted a separate limousine from the rest of the band, and I guess he had a girlfriend at the time who agreed. So they would, you know, when they were heading to different venues or different functions, David would have his own limo separate of the band, and I don't think that makes for good camaraderie to start. And then, of course, like the Supremes were now called Diana Ross and the Supremes, and somehow Ruffin thought in his mind that he deserved the same for the band's name, like Ruffin or David Ruffin and the Temptations. And needless to say, this and his love for cocaine causing him to miss rehearsals and shows did not impress the rest of the band. I'm pretty sure a cocaine addiction alone doesn't impress most of the band, let alone one that makes you not show up for the shows. They officially let Ruffin go in 1968, I think it was, and the next day Dennis Edwards, formerly of the Contours, was hired. Even though at first Ruffin seemed to take the replacement well, he would sometimes show up that year at any given show, grab the mic from Edwards on stage and take over the vocals. So extra security had to be hired. And on top of that, he also tried suing Motown, but was countersued and was forced to stay on at Motown regardless of his detachment from the Temptations. And I don't think that's what you call leaving gracefully from a situation. I mean, first of all, don't jump back on stage when you're not in the band. And maybe don't try suing a company for no reason that you're only getting countersued by and screwed by. So that's just a couple tips from the wise. With Edwards now at the vocal helm, they recorded Live at the Copa and collaborated with Diana Ross and the Supremes on an album called Just That. It was like, I think it was called actually Diana Ross and the Supremes with the Temptations instead of vice versa. And so before we move on any further here, let's hear that sound that Dennis Edwards took over with, you know, the new sound with Dennis Edwards singing, and a track from that recording. So we have Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together here with one of the classic hits, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me.
Girl wants a man to do, oh baby.
Baby,
I'll sacrifice for you, I'll even do wrong for you, oh baby. Every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection. Look out, it's coming in your direction.
Baby.
And I'm gonna use every trick in the book. I'll try my best to get you hooked.
Hey, baby.
Baby, I'm yours.
And every step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
And every night and every day, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look out, cause I'm gonna get you.
The Supremes. You know what I think? I think I'm going to try another Supreme song right here, just because I love them so much.
Love.
Yes, the Temptations coming up right now. Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
Temptations.
All right. So basically, with the addition of Edwards and producer Norman Whitfield feeling the vibes of psychedelic soul music leaning to the vein of Sly and the Family Stone, the sound of the Temptations was changing and growing. The first release with the new sound was Cloud Nine, which won a Grammy Award. So things must have been going well. But with success comes strife, and Paul Williams, along with having health problems, became an alcoholic, and Richard Street was brought in as a backup for Williams. But for most shows, Williams would actually dance and lip sync on stage to parts sung by Street, like off stage on a mic behind a curtain. At other shows, when Williams was not feeling very well at all, Street would just go in and substitute completely. But meanwhile, Kendricks was also feeling disconnected between his fights to have Ruffin back in the band, as well as financial disputes and a lack of feel for the new direction. Kendricks left the band as well. But before he did, he recorded his last song with them, "Just My Imagination," a hit and not a bad way to walk away. For several weeks of the spring of 1971, the Temptations were out a fifth member. And then, as suggested by his doctor, Williams also had to leave the Temptations. So it wasn't until 1971 that they found a replacement and Damon Harris joined the lineup. 72 saw the release of Papa Rosa Rollin' Stone, which hit number one on the pop charts and number five on the R&B charts. And in 1973, Papa Rosa Rollin' Stone earned the Temptations their second Grammy. After that success, Barrett Strong went on his way, and Norman Whitfield left Motown, so there was a huge dry spell for the Temptations without a strong producer and a secure lineup, and it went on that way for about a decade. But then in the 80s, the band made a reunion album, appropriately called Reunion, and it was produced by none other than Rick James, with Kendricks and Edwards sharing lead vocals. But by the 80s, their albums weren't really charting anymore, and the lineup changes weren't strong enough to hold the band. So some albums, some hits came, but nothing like it had in their heyday. And years later, they did get inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, and deservingly so. That was in 1999. The Temptations also received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award later in 2013, so not that long ago. Otis Williams, Dennis Edwards, and the children of David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, and Paul Williams, and Melvin Franklin attended the ceremony to accept the 6 Grammys given to the group for the occasion. Their hits live on, though, I would say. I mean, who doesn't know who the Temptations are? And they live on with most of the members have been passed. But we are left with the legacy of R&B classics to crank up on the stereo whenever they come on and have a good boogie down, as we have been here, my daughter and I, in the studio today. I will close today's show with a couple of hits, if there's time. If not, then we'll just play one, but we'll see how it goes if Jeff Robson gets here for his Tell the Band to Go Home show coming up. Here's Just My Imagination and Papa Was a Rolling Stone. So thanks so much for tuning in today to my show and feature on Temptations. Until next week, you've been riding with the Queen.
Just my imagination.